Hennepin still has 10 patients here in their care. There are 6 of them in critical condition, including 5 children. Now, I attended that vigil last night where people expressed sadness and anger that this could happen to kids in what is supposed to be a safe space.
Not one more child, not one more faith community, not one more school.
During a candlelight vigil Wednesday evening, local leaders, parents, and children came together to grieve.
Completely numb, heartbroken. This can't keep happening.
Police said 2 students, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, were shot and killed in the church pews during Mass on the 3rd day of the new school year. 17 others were injured, including 14 children and 3 senior parishioners in their 80s.
All of the remaining victims are expected to survive. There is a range of injuries, however.
Even those who weren't hit by bullets bear emotional scars that run deep.
I was on my deck. I heard the shots.
WCCO's Jonah Kaplan spoke to Anders Holin, a father of 2 young girls at the school. He says he raced to the scene after hearing the gunfire.
I pulled into the parking lot. The shots were still going off. I saw a dad who works at the school, and I said, is the school locked down? And he said, there's a shooting at the church. And he said, and all the kids are in there. I just felt like I was going to throw up.
Amid the chaos, Holin eventually found his daughters alive. He says he feels a sense of rage about what happened.
I just want to show that my girls can be feeling whatever they feel. They're in a safe place in the basement watching a movie with friends, and that's where I want them. I want them in a safe place.
And Holin had particular praise for the principal of the school, who he says remained calm throughout the entire ordeal.